This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Hi, welcome back to Window Dreams. This is episode 3. This episode is going to be about adrenaline. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about what adrenaline is, some topics about adrenaline, and just kind of just how it applies in my life. So let's get to it. So adrenaline is basically a mechanism in your body that triggers when you're in a high stress situation, or like say you're about to die or something like that. And it'll like kick in and make you more aware of things. And sometimes it makes you like stronger and just stuff like that. Adrenaline also has like a different like name, I would say. Not name, but if you know what epinephrine is, that's also like a form of adrenaline, or it is adrenaline, just in a drug form. And epinephrine is like for when you have an allergic reaction to anything. My friend in high school actually had one. He had to use it in class because he had a peanut allergy. It's kind of scary. And in some cases, they put adrenaline in like mental health medication, or say ADHD medication. But there's only slight hints of adrenaline in these medications. It's not a lot, like not a lot to like for you to actually feel it. With adrenaline, you get a feeling that most people call fight or flight response. And the fight or flight response is either adrenaline hits you and you get aggressive and like kind of just like say if a scenario happened where somebody was trying to fight you, or and you like get hurt or get a bunch of adrenaline from it, you would fight them instead of running away. As a kid, I had a lot of fight or flight responses dealing with like fights at school or getting in trouble with teachers. Same thing in high school too, but not as much. Middle school was the worst, 'cause just all the hormones that you're getting when you're that young, and all these like crazy things that are happening to you. Like there's peer pressure with drugs and stuff, and always having a fight at school, because my school was pretty sketchy. A lot of really bad kids went to my school, which isn't my fault or my parents' fault. It's just the schooling fault, if you get what I'm saying. I also feel like when you're younger, you kind of experience more adrenaline because you're getting introduced to new things and you're getting more stressed out, and then your mind's just racing and just all these things. You like pent up energy just causes you to have more adrenaline. The times that I have adrenaline, like within the past couple of weeks, has been probably at lacrosse practice, just kind of just pumped up, or when my roommate got pulled over, like I would say a month ago, he got pulled over for going a little bit over the speed limit, and it was the first time I've ever gotten pulled over, so that was crazy. But at lacrosse practice, I feel like adrenaline happens more often because sometimes I'll be like running down the field and I kind of got like tunnel vision. And then after it, I didn't realize that I got hit a bunch running down the field. And then I get back, and then when my body starts to calm down, I have all these like pains and aches. And then you just got to do it again and do it again and do it again and do it again. Because if your body ain't hurting, you're not doing something right on the lacrosse field. Because you got to be working as hard as you possibly can. Now let's talk about what the internet calls the dark side of adrenaline. So adrenaline can open up to PTSD, and like the events that you have adrenaline, you're more likely to have PTSD. So like that's why veterans from like World War II have a lot of PTSD, because they're in a constant state of adrenaline and just like thinking, oh, what's going to happen? Am I going to survive the day? You know, just in worry of death at any moment. Like, I would say, take my uncle, for example. He used to be in the army, and he retired now, but when he hears fireworks or anything that, like, explodes, like, we can't take him to concerts or anything because it freaks him out. It's mainly just PTSD from, like, bombs and explosions and stuff like that, because a lot of his friends died with bombs and explosions, which, of course, that's going to give you a crap ton of PTSD and make your brain all messed up. But he's all okay. There's nothing, like, wrong with him. He just can't be around loud noises or it'll freak him out. So I think twice before you go into army. Make sure that you're not going to get absolutely screwed over. But I also have somebody that wants to be on the podcast and answer a few questions. And their name is Diego. He just wants to answer a few questions about adrenaline and how it affects his day, or how he starts his day and then it goes into his golf like aspect of the day. So here's Diego.
What's up, guys? Diego Soto here. I'm a golfer at Dominican University. I'm currently injured right now, but right now I am getting back to being good again. So I have a couple experience from my past playing in collegiate golf tournaments. So I could share them for you. So first one I'd say that kind of builds up my adrenaline. I'd probably say those early tee times. There's days where it's 6 a.m. I got to be at the course for a tournament I got to qualify for to get noticed by coaches. And these tournaments are very important. Just a lot of good coaches watching you, a lot of spectators, and followed by a lot of good players in the tournament. So I get there. There's around 150 to 200 kids playing in the tournament. And when you get there that early in the morning, you're not even thinking about golf. You're just thinking about trying to make it to the next cut for the next day. And so you're really just trying to hopefully play well the first day. But yeah, so around 6:30 is when I start warming up and getting into it. I do a lot of yoga before I start, stretching, a lot of mindset. My mental game coach is with me at the time, and so just trying to mentally prepare myself for the day. Then I got about 20 minutes left to tee off. I say my tee time is around like 7:15, 7 o'clock. And so I start hitting balls, warming up. And on the range, it builds a lot of adrenaline seeing a lot of kids out there. There's a lot of good players, bad players, a lot of kids already committed. And you don't want to look like a bad player. So you kind of just, you just have to, you have to play good basically to get noticed by these coaches. So that builds the adrenaline even more. And so I'd probably say right as I walk to the tee around 5 minutes to tee time, your heart starts beating. And the closer you walk to the tee box, the faster your heart is moving. And it's like, I can't really explain it, but it's a feeling where, like, if you play good today, you'll get noticed by coaches. And if you play bad, it's not a good feeling. So you're really just trying to go out there and shoot as best as you can. So, you know, like, so I walk up to the tee, the guy who starts, the starter, he starts and goes Diego Soto from Riverside, California, now on the tee. And that makes your heart kind of stop a little bit, but you just got to lock in, take a deep breath, and your adrenaline is just at its highest right now. And so you're just hoping you hit a good shot and hopefully it goes straight. And if it doesn't, then you got to recover from that shot that you didn't hit good. But just the adrenaline builds throughout the round and you just got to keep moving and hopefully you can put a good round together. So I'd probably say that is probably like the biggest adrenaline rush that I've probably ever had in my life. And it probably will get worse being a collegiate golfer playing in big time tournaments, but it's a good feeling, bad feeling at times, but yeah, that's what it's about. So it's a good adrenaline rush.
How does that pepped up energy and just feeling affect the rest of your day?
That's a good question. You know, I'd probably say it can either affect my day positively or negatively. Just depending on how I play, you know, the first hole is always kind of the hole where you need to play good to determine your day. Or if you play bad, you got to hustle and kind of play good. So it's a hard thing to do. You know, you got a lot of pressure on you to play good. And so, I feel like the adrenaline, throughout the day, kind of makes you want to do better, or it can make or break your round. And so I'd probably say, yeah.
Thank you so much, Diego, for answering those two questions. It's really crazy thinking about how different sports, how you have to prepare and keep a mindset for each and every single one of these different sports, like, say, lacrosse and golf. It really is interesting learning the build-up and the mindset that you really have to go through. Thanks for our mental health coach, Mental Fred. He helps with all the teams. He's great. He's a great person. And just everything that he does, props to him just helping everybody out. But it's nice having the feeling of adrenaline in stressful situations, like about to go into competition. I feel like it really eases the mind a little bit, but also makes you more, like, have the butterflies in a way. So overall, it could either make everything way more difficult or more positive in a way, or make it easier, I should say. But I think I should end this episode off here, talking about adrenaline. And we got into a little bit of PTSD, which is good, because I was going to do another episode on that, but I guess we're going to switch that episode to the topic on love. And I'm just going to talk about love the entire time, which we're also going to have somebody from the last podcast episode. His name is Liam Walker, the weird guy. And just going to end this off here. You all have a good day.